If you will turn with me also to page number 29, which is questions numbers 113 through 115, as we complete an exposition on the Ten Commandments and the also how we should be using these commandments. So let's read responsibly. Question number 113. What does the Tenth Commandment require? That not even the least inclination or thought against any commandment of God ever enter our heart, but that with our whole heart we continually hate all sin and take pleasure in all righteousness. Can these who are converted to God keep these commandments perfectly? No. But even the holiest men, while in this life, have only a small beginning of such obedience, yet so that with earnest purpose they begin to live not only according to some, but according to all the commandments of God. Why then does God so strictly enjoin the Ten Commandments upon us, since in this life no one can keep them? First, as we live, we may learn more and more to know our sinful nature, and so the more earnestly to seek forgiveness of sins and righteousness in Christ. Second, that without ceasing we diligently ask God for the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we may be renewed more and more after the image of God until we attain the goal of perfection after this life. Amen. So notice the focus in the Tenth Commandment is on our hearts. The commandment is, thou shalt not covet. That is, of the Ten Commandments, probably the most difficult to discern from the outside. And in many ways is the most convicting because it's the inside. It's the sins that arise from the heart of man. Scripture says, what about our hearts? That they're deceitfully wicked above all, deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know them? And God says, I have searched them. Now stop and think about that. The Holy God spends time searching your wicked heart. It's called grieving the Holy Spirit. And yet he does that like a surgeon who is looking to remove that disease. Using a scalpel, he first must identify, discern, and remove. I've never gone into medicine. One of the reasons is I can't stand the sight of blood. But yet there are people that are gifted in that kind of work. Of being able to work in those kind of things. I think about specifically those that are dealing with injury or warfare wounds, people that are MASH units or whatever, the work that they must handle. And yet the Spirit of God is even more involved in each of our lives in convicting us of those sins that so easily beset us. And yet he still loves us and accepts us and forgives us. Isn't that amazing? And so we do understand that this commandment points to the need for our whole heart to continually hate sin and take pleasure in all righteousness. And so we desire that. So it does bring us. Notice the statement here also that there's no one of us, no one keeps the commandments perfectly. And the question then arises, then why, if that is so, does God so require of us perfection? And I like what this, doesn't it sound like the earlier part of the catechism? Because we need to know our need for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we're reminded again and again by our sin how much we need our Lord. And also that without ceasing we diligently ask God for the grace of the Holy Spirit. That we may be renewed more and more after the image of God. Or as Paul says, being changed from glory to glory. After the image of God. And so I think it is a good thing that we are aware of and confess our sins. We don't wallow in them, but we do acknowledge them when convicted. We do agree with God. That's what the word confess means, doesn't it? It means to agree with God, what he's already telling you. And in that we have forgiveness. We find the grace of forgiveness, grace of God. Amen? Amen.